Hi, I'm Ann Musico, and I welcome you to this episode of the 3D Living Podcast. Today, I want to talk about one of my favorite strategies for boosting the nutrition and flavor of all my meals, and that's by liberally using spices and herbs in all my meals. Herbs and spices actually add more than just color and flavor. They actually also increase the nutrient density, antioxidant activity, and they suppress certain cancers, they have antibacterial activity, increase metabolism, reduce blood sugar and blood fat, as well as blocking the formation of AGES, which I spoke about in a previous podcast, advanced glycation end products, those components that cause inflammation and aging. The objective of using fresh, natural whole foods is to create healthful meals that provide you with energy, vitality, improved immunity, and resistance to disease. If you're in the process of gradually introducing your family or yourself to this healthier way of eating, using herbs and spices to enhance the color, aroma, and flavor of your meals may just be your secret weapon for enticing finicky eaters to try something new. Once your taste buds are sensitized to the flavors of real food once again, junk food and processed packaged fake foods will lose their appeal. Briefly, here are some of my favorite herbs and spices and the health benefits they offer. Black pepper. Most people think this is just a boring addition to most foods. Couldn't be farther from the truth. It aids digestion and contains piperine, which has been proven to enhance the absorption of nutrients in other foods and spices. One study revealed that by combining the curcumin and turmeric with black pepper improved the absorption of it by 2,000%. So no matter what other spices and herbs you use, combine them with some black pepper whenever possible and you will increase their effectiveness. Turmeric. Since I mentioned it above, let's talk about turmeric next. That's the spice that gives curry its yellow color. It contains curcumin, which is being studied for its many possible benefits. Curcumin has powerful anti-inflammatory and pain-relieving properties. They are actually as effective as Motrin and hydrocortisone, but without those negative nasty side effects. It's very effective in relieving menstrual cramps, reducing arthritic pain, and the brain plaque implicated in Alzheimer's. I have successfully used it for sciatica, and combined with ginger, another anti-inflammatory spice, it worked like a charm. Cayenne pepper is next. It contains capsaicin, which helps with pain relief and neuropathy, increases circulation and stimulation of bile, and it improves digestion. There are several topical pain-relieving creams on the market that contain capsaicin because it's so effective for pain relief. While it tastes spicy and hot, it's extremely healing and even recommended for people with digestive problems like ulcers. Many naturopaths recommend keeping liquid cayenne on hand and using a dropperful in warm water for anyone who is having a heart attack, as it is said to boost circulation and protect your heart from damage. Cinnamon. Research shows a half a teaspoon several times a day can effectively lower blood sugar and improve glucose metabolism, as well as lowering cholesterol and triglyceride levels. This is my all-time go-to spice. You can use it in whole grain baked goods, in your cereal or oatmeal, in yogurt, in your smoothies, and even in some Mediterranean meat dishes. It also relieves muscle and joint pain, stimulates circulation, and it's effective against E. coli. You can put a cinnamon stick in your coffee or tea as well. Cloves. The oil of this spice has been used for many years as an old remedy for toothaches because it is antibacterial and mildly anesthetic. Studies have proven its ability to prevent certain digestive cancers as well as environmental pollution toxicity. It's also a key spice for getting rid of parasites. Coriander. lowering cholesterol, improving digestion and anemia, stimulating production of insulin, which helps your body process sugar properly, as well as lowering blood sugar levels are some of the benefits of this delicious herb that I like to include in my egg white omelets. Cumin. This is one of my absolute favorites. This delicious spice, popular in Middle Eastern cooking, unclogs the waxy substance found in the brains of Alzheimer's patients, promotes clear thinking and improved brain speed, aids in digestion, and it's helpful in managing carpal tunnel syndrome since it is also anti-inflammatory. Ginger. Ginger is well known for its ability to calm nausea, vomiting, morning sickness, and motion sickness, but its benefits go well beyond stomach upsets and digestive complaints. Ginger improves circulation, relieves pain, as it did with my sciatica, combats side effects of chemotherapy, promotes heart health, and boosts the immune system. Garlic. What can't this herb do? It's an absolute superstar multitasker. It kills cancer cells and protects against many types of cancers. It's a natural antibiotic and antiviral agent that's even been effective against antibiotic-resistant bacteria. It's been used to treat and prevent colds, flu, candida yeast infections, and acne, and it produces hydrogen sulfide, which prevents damage to the heart muscle. Sage. If the name of this herb makes you think it should make you smarter, you may be on to something. Studies have shown that it appears to promote brain function. Because of its powerful anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, and antimicrobial properties, it may also help fight asthma, atherosclerosis, and rheumatoid arthritis. Parsley. Most people consider this herb just a decoration on their dish. That couldn't be farther from the truth. Parsley has double the iron of spinach and three times the vitamin C of oranges, as well as many other nutrients. It contains volatile oils that inhibit tumor formation, especially those in the lungs, as well as neutralizing cancer-causing compounds from cigarette smoke and charcoal grill smoke. If you include parsley in your marinades, you will reduce the AGEs and damage from grilling your meats. I love to include some fresh parsley in my smoothies, and why not include it in your salad? It's a wonderful green to include in salads. Finally, oregano. This herb does much more than make your pasta sauce flavorful. It has such powerful antibacterial properties, it was actually found to be more effective than a common prescription drug. It can kill bugs in the intestines without harming the good bacteria. It is an extremely potent antioxidant. There are extraordinary health benefits in all herbs and spices, but I hope this gives you a brief overview and some idea of the value of including as many as possible in your daily meals. Until next time, I wish you a blessed and healthy week.